Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
New Churches
is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
All right. So on the Twitterverse.
First what of the day, so sorry about that.
Have you had your rock star yet? Or your monster?
I have indeed had a rock star, and it was one that I'd picked out that I don't know what's happening with energy drinks, because they are adding more and more and more caffeine. Mm. And this is like drinking 6 cups of coffee. It's ridiculous.
Did you have it after?
I've got to wean myself. Yes.
Dude. So
I just drink coffee for taste now, and energy drinks for caffeine. It's really, really bad. I have a horrible habit.
Oh, man.
It's not healthy. I got to kick it.
All right. So maybe that should be the question for today. How do you kick energy drinks? But, you know, on that note, I guess a little bit back, I asked on the Twitterverse, what keeps you up at night when it comes to leadership? And here's
caffeine.
What came in. Yeah. No joke. And here's what Ron sent in. Unleashing change agents who lead change in the church so that the church can change the world. All right. So when it comes to leading in the church, I guess the question is, how can we unleash change agents who can lead change in our church so that our church can change our city, change our world? And immediately, I mean, this is not about just a staff-driven culture. This is all people in your church. So how do we release all people in our church to be change agents who lead change in the church so that the church can change the world? It's like a tongue twister. What are your thoughts, Todd?
Okay, so I'm all about releasing change agents. I think, if your organization is not changing in some way, it's dying. It's stagnant, and it's going to die. So the interesting thing, though, too, is the flip of that is, if there's there might be change agents in your church. If it's a normal church, there are change agents in your church. The question is, are they in alignment with your vision and values? Have you managed to do something that stirs their heart and then created, you know, systems, processes, frameworks, or whatever to align them with your vision? Because they could, if they're aligned with your vision and they're active, man, if they're actually doing things that are in alignment with your vision, then they are part of your crew. Mm. But otherwise, they might be a stowaway. A stowaway would be somebody who is not in alignment with your vision and they're not doing anything. And so they're just kind of tucked away somewhere. A passenger would be somebody who's aligned with your vision but isn't actually doing anything. And then finally, I would say that if somebody understands your vision somewhat, but they don't give a rip and they do their own thing. So if they're actively pushing something in your church that is not in alignment with your vision, that is an act of piracy.
Oh,
so they are a pirate. And there's a 90 SL on this. And basically this was part of an attunement grid that I think Mancini and Malfers did at one point in time, and I just made it into a quadrant.
That's awesome. We'll link it in the show notes. So crew, passenger, stowaway, or pirate. Recently, as I'm now back in Canada, we as a church are looking to at Beulah. We're looking to reach 1% of the city, 1% of Edmonton for Christ. Right. So as we look at this city of 1 million+ people, Greater Edmonton's about 1.3 million people, and our efforts to reach that 1%, the thing that I'm about to lead our staff through, our lead team through, is values. right? And that's the thing that I've done quite a bit over the past few years, especially when I was at Lifeway and working with other churches. It's this whole question of values and culture. And I think this plays really well into what you just said, Todd, because honestly, if you as a church, if you as a leadership team do not know what the values are of your church, I'm not talking about the accidental values or permission to play values or even aspirational values that you want your church to become because you just read a book or there's a church that you follow and you're like, man, I wish we could be like that. No, if you have not articulated your core values, like this is who you are and how decisions are made, if you don't articulate them, then you're going to get exactly what Todd said. You're going to have people who, in the absence of a clear vision, in the absence of clear value and cultures, they're just going to make their own. And they're going to be people who literally you talk to them and they're like, no, we are totally crew, right? We are on board with you. We love you. We are all about this church. And we believe that, and then everything that they're doing is toward the vision that they believe that God has given the church, not their vision, but the church's vision. But if the culture and the values aren't articulated, the core ones aren't articulated, they may actually unconsciously be a pirate when actually they think they're crew.
Totally.
Now, obviously, you're going to have pirates who are intentionally trying to take the church a different way. You're going to have consumeristic passengers. You're going to have stowaways that might just be here and, you know, they're, and all that. But I think the critical thing, especially when you talk about leadership, and those who are in positions of leadership and other people see them as leaders, you need to help them be so, so clear on what the vision and the culture is so that it's easy to identify and so that individuals, everyone can self-identify if they are crew, pirate, stowaways, or passengers.
So this is one of the reasons why when we are talking about pipeline, you hear us talking about that all the time. The very first place you start is story, because stories are super powerful. Because you could state your values, and you could say people matter to God and us, you know, and that comes from leaving the 99 and going after the one. It's important to have a story that goes along not only with the scripture, but a story that comes along with that from your church. Otherwise, people will go book a judges and do what's right in their own mind based on that value. So that's why, you know, you see Jesus doing this all the time in scripture. So, you know, the Pharisees say, well, who's my neighbor? Mm-hmm. And then Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan to give a perfect example of what this actually looks like when it's fleshed out. If you don't do that, you force your people to exegete the value and it will come across maybe differently than you meant. And they'll be like, oh, no, no, this is why I did this ministry this way is because of this value. And you'll be like, no, that's not what that actually means. And so if you want people to actually hold those values and make decisions based on those values, you have to constantly come back and put flesh on the bones of what that is. You can't just hang up your vision and value statement and then, you know, everything's going to fall into alignment. You have to constantly hone that and lift up examples of that, celebrate that, and tell those stories over and over and over again of what this value actually looks like.
Yeah,
but we should probably answer the question.
All right, so let's hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we'll get into a little bit more, I guess a few more examples around unleashing change agents who lead change in the church so that the church can change the world. You've probably heard about the movie Overcomer, but you may not know that there are a few books and Bible studies inspired by the film. One is called Define by Alex Kendrick and Stephen Kendrick, which is a book and Bible study based on insights from the book of Ephesians. You can find these books and Bible studies at lifeway.com/overcomer. All right, Todd, so we're back. And I mean, you said we should probably answer the question. And honestly, we are, right? We are because in order to do this, we need to identify and articulate what the values are. And I love what you just said about the power of story and the power of narratives. And that's how Jesus led. I mean, sometimes I really like how you brought that back to Jesus, because honestly, sometimes we think that narrative is this 21st century thing. Or we think that it's because of Netflix and, you know, we all want stories or this or that or the other. But really, it goes down to, I mean, even before Jesus. I mean, it's in the fabric of who we are. Remember, Todd, when on the Five Leadership Questions podcast, we interviewed Karen Swallow Pryor?
Yes.
So we'll link this in the show notes as well. But I went to McKay's in Nashville, so the big used bookstore, and based on that book, that she wrote, I bought all of these fiction books that she had listed, all the ones that I hadn't read, which was pretty much most of them. And then I started, and then a couple weeks back on my Sabbath, I started reading. And man, I hadn't read fiction. I think the last time I read an entire fiction book was probably like 6 years ago when I read all three of the Hunger Game books over Christmas.
Nice.
Right. And it was just, It had been so long because, you know, for you and I, we're reading so much leadership, we're reading so much nonfiction that I'm just like, oh, I don't have time for that. So I go into the whole story thing. I read McCormick's book, The Road. I think I read like over 200 pages in one sitting because I just could not put the book down. And Karen Swallow Pryor's entire premise is that it's going to build virtue because you begin empathizing with the individual, right? It's that story. Imagine, right? Imagine how powerful it would be if the values in your church were so driven by story and narrative, right? That people did not struggle sharing what it was. Right, where instead of trying to have a sticky statement, and sticky statements are great, and if you can get your values into something that's memorable, that is awesome, right? I think that's like a B, but if you can make that value into a story, I mean, that's an A, right? How do you do that so that it's not just a matter of here are a bunch of words that people can interpret it in any which way possible, and we want to keep it short, but the shorter the value statement is, the easier it is to misinterpret. How do you actually back that and root right. that with a story?
Right. The other thing too is to have those stories at a high level for the church, that these are stories that we all, you know, tell the new people that come into our church. These are like almost legends.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And then you also need contextual legends. So, hey, we need some of those stories. We need three stories, you know, for all of our values in our children's ministry. And we're going to cycle through, you know, that first round. And as a year or two goes by, we're going to have more great stories to tell. So some of those may stick around for a while if they're especially great, but they need to be constantly refreshed, but retold and told again and told again and told again. So that it becomes even part of training is understanding the story. Because if you want to gain competency, or if you want to see if somebody actually understands competency, you have them tell a story. And not necessarily a story, but an example of what this looks like. So, you know, it could be, sorry, I'm getting a little bit off topic, but whether or not this is a value or this is something that, it is just a competency. It's something that is vitally important. And one of the key ways since humanity has existed, since God created us, is the power of story and the importance of story.
Yeah. So just quickly before we end, one of the ways that, so I'm leading a staff retreat for a lead team to re-identify and rediscover what those values are. I'm going to be focusing in on the power of story when we communicate. And when I look at the ways that I can influence my team here up in Edmonton, it's this weekly staff update that I write, right? And this weekly staff update, there's information in that talks about what they need to know and keep in mind. But I'm communicating values, right? I'm communicating vision in and through that. And whether you have a staff of you and your secretary, or you have a staff of you and 50 other people, I mean, being able to get into that rhythm where you are constantly communicating what is important, what to think about, what to have on, and even to bring on, especially if it's you and your secretary, you for you to put on your key leaders on that staff update, especially in accordance with the leadership pipeline. I mean, that's huge. So there's that. There's chapel time. Just think creatively all the different environments and ways that you can communicate vision and communicate your values, because that also, obviously, in your preaching too, but that is what's going to lay the foundation so that you can be moving in the same direction, so that you can unleash change agents who lead change in the church, so that the church can change the world. So thanks, Ron, for submitting that question. If you haven't yet submitted a question in, be sure to do that. On your phones, you can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. If you're on your desktop or your computer, you can go to newchurches.com and hit the sidebar on the right, and we would love to address and answer and help you in your specific context for whatever question you have in your specific context. Now, lastly, if you haven't yet listened to the Ask Me Anything podcast with JD Greer and Matt Love, be sure to do that, because they are part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. And recently they've covered topics like, what do you do if you find out about sexual abuse situations? What's the greatest need in the American church? Is faith a gift of God? And I've been working with their team, in conversation with their team, just giving them feedback on all the topics that are coming up in this next season. And man, they're going to be. I was going to say hot topics, and they really are going to be hot topics. I mean, they are going straight for the jugular. So be sure to subscribe and listen into that podcast, and we'll catch you next time.